Welcome to Grit, Grace, and Glitz. I'm your host, Erica Rothenberger, and I'm so excited for you to join me and my amazing guests every week as you learn how to get gritty, how to give yourself the grace that you deserve, and to celebrate all the glitz that comes to you along the way. Are you ready to unlock your potential? Let's do this. Hello. I want to welcome everyone back to another episode where we get gritty. We give each other the grace that we need and we deserve in life, but also we celebrate the glitz. So often we forget to stop in the moment and celebrate all of the things we have accomplished versus the 30 things on our to-do list that we haven't accomplished yet. And I could not think of someone better today to come to us and really share their expertise. They are a subject matter expert when it comes to this world and talking about burnout and talking about productivity and talking about high performing individuals. And I am so excited to have Sarah Ohanesian with us today. She is the textbook type A corporate ladder climber who realized it's nearly impossible to exist in the professional world unscathed by the brushes of burnout. Hello, hello, hello. I know a lot of my listeners, it's that you got them hooked now, Sarah. She was, where after 15 years of working for the same company, she started as an intern and was all the way up to the chief marketing officer. She saw burnout, disengagement, lack of purpose as a huge problem affecting not only herself, but other colleagues. She's 5'1", and let me tell you, she is a blonde bombshell, like making things happen, going after everything. And her identity was rooted in always being busy. It was everything to her. She started to realize that high performing individuals were hitting the marks on the paper, but in reality, they were stressed out, unfulfilled, and so stinking busy. She knew she had to do something about it. And as a high achiever, she went after it. She's created so much from it because of it. So she started a business, SO Productive, and then co-founder of another, Super Productive. We are going to learn how to get productive today, ladies and gentlemen. She uses her COAT productivity system, COAT, that she helps reduce turnover, disengagement by empowering teams to think about the neuro-inclusive approach to productivity. Businesses don't just need to be productive. They need productivity fit for every brain type and everyone on their team. Sarah, welcome to Grit, Grace, and Glitz.
Thank you. I'm really pumped to be here. I love it.
Oh my goodness. And you know what? I always say this podcast is where people are coming really to sharpen their pencils and get to that next level. And I know people are dying to hear about productivity. And I know I have a lot of things that I want to dive in and unpack with you today, but could you give us maybe one of your number one tips on either staying better productivity, staying more organized, how you balance personal and family life? You have a lot of things going on. I would love to start there just because you are filled with knowledge in this area.
Well, you're asking for one. That's actually, how do we go to just one? But I would say that the number one tip that I have is to always make sure that whatever comes across your plate, whatever comes across your desk, whatever somebody else asks of you, going back to, does this thing matter to that larger goal purpose that we're after? Like, is this in alignment with what we're trying to achieve? And that works at a personal level, that works at a business level, that works at a team level, but just always in a nice way, questioning, like, is this the most important thing? Is this more important than the other thing I was going to work on in this hour? Because at every moment of the day, we have this opportunity to say, is A or B more important? And the easiest way that I can give, the one tip I can give, is when you know the goals, the purpose, again, of yourself, of your team, of your business, making that decision becomes so much easier. So really, really hone in on what are we actually trying to accomplish?
So what's the end goal? And, you know, that could be as simple as, deciding, right? Like where you want to go out to dinner, or it could be as complicated as deciding on a massive strategic move, right? But I guess what you're saying is really through your teaching and your philosophy and this COPE method, that giving people the tools to go to, hey, listen, what do we want the score to ultimately be? And what's the best way to get there, right? Is it to go A, B, C? Is it go A to G? What does that path look like? And exactly. Maybe the path even of least resistance, maybe there's two or three paths we could go through.
Right? Exactly. And I think it's just really hard to make those decisions when we're like, oh, I guess Erica needs me to do something. Let me just hop on that. When you're in response mode, just responding to what everybody needs from you, or, you know, kind of the chasing a squirrel, essentially, you might not be actually working towards those longer term goals. And I know that can be like a big conversation of, oh gosh, I have to know my goals and my purpose. That feels like a lot. But as you said, it could be as simple as going out to dinner. Are we deciding to save money this month, so we're going to pick a less expensive restaurant? Or are we out for the goal of celebrating something big and we're going to head over to a steakhouse? Like it just helps guide decisions when we know what our goals are. So I think it helps in all kinds of different moments.
And I think keeping that in front of you. Now, there could be some listeners right now that may feel really overwhelmed. Like, oh my goodness, I don't even have all those goals. And how do I make the decision about where we're going to dinner tonight? And what is our budget? It's okay. This takes time. This is what Sarah teaches people on for years and years and years, and unpacks with businesses. So it's not something, don't get nervous or scared or upset. Just say, hey, listen, let me start to evaluate it. So when that next decision comes up, right? You can start to go through a process. I think that's just rewiring your brain a little bit, right, Sarah?
Absolutely. And I think what's really important is this concept of like recalibrating and getting in alignment again. I think we think, oh gosh, I've got this big goal and it's going to take me 5 years to get there. And that's so overwhelming. And if I step one moment off that course, I've ruined the whole path. It's like, not at all. Like we got to live in a realistic zone of what's actually going on here. We've got jobs, we've got kids, we've got families, we've got spouses. Like there's so much going on that we actually have this opportunity to recalibrate at every moment of the day. And I think that, I hope, encourages people to be like, okay, it is a little bit scary because I got to know these big audacious goals. But when I just dial it back to moment by moment, I'm just constantly recalibrating and re-getting alignment. And that's just to ensure that my time is well spent working on something that actually matters.
And I think the big question is, how do we start teaching people how to use that two-letter word?
No. I knew you were going to say no.
I was hoping you were going to say the same word and not like on.
Yeah. No. You know what's really funny? I was decorating for the holidays, and my mother-in-law used to have these beautiful letters that spelled Noel, and I got them when she passed. And so I was putting them up one year. And I put up N-O, so Noelle is N-O-E-L, and I put up the N-O, and I thought, oh, maybe I should just leave it at that.
Right. But it's so true. How do you personally say no? Because you are such a giving, receptive person. I know you always want to pour into people. You're involved in so many things. What is the strategy that you use? What process do you go through to evaluate that? Because I think we have a lot of people who are listening right now who are guilty of the three-letter word, which is yes, all of the time, no matter, even if they feel like it's not right for them.
Right. So this is a real concept of, this is a put your mask on first before helping others type of situation. And that's a lot easier to say than to actually do in practice. But if you remember that, if you aren't taking care of yourself, if you aren't saying, you know, I have to put some boundaries in place here, you might end up sick, overwhelmed, burned out, stressed to the point that this is somewhat dysfunctional. How can you help other people when you're at that point? So I always remind myself of that fact and teach clients that, like, you really, really have to believe that you are allowed to put yourself first. And one of the key things I do is give people permission to do that. Because so often we think, well, I have to say yes. Someone asked me to do something and I'm a nice person. I'm a nice person too. But I know that I've got to sometimes say no, which could also mean maybe later, maybe next month, to certain things in an effort to protect the space and those goals that I'm trying to achieve. Now, You mentioned guilt. So you, that was quickly slid in there. That's a big piece of this. And I think when we feel guilty about saying no, one of the ways to combat that is back to when you know what those larger goals are, you know what that larger purpose is that you're trying to achieve, it actually becomes less about feeling guilty. And you actually start to feel guilty if you don't take the time for yourself. And I think that's a really crazy mindset shift for people. But that's a big deal because you're allowed to put yourself first. You shouldn't have guilt about putting yourself first, and you have permission to put yourself first. So if you take anything from this episode, I hope it's that for listeners. Like, please, please, you have that permission. Then what do we do about it? Well, I do time blocking. I know you do some training, Erica, on time blocking as well. That's a really big deal, is to have some of that protected time to strategically work on the things that really matter. And that means sometimes you have to say no to something else.
Right. And again, defending my biggest, like, I love saying that, defend your time. And when I say your time, capital Y-O-U-R, because that is your time on the calendar. And if you don't make time for you, then you're going to be no good to the other 9 appointments that are on that calendar. So exactly. Let's go back and unpack a little bit too, Sarah. You know, you brought up what it does to your stress, what it does to your health. You know, I'm a huge advocate when it comes to health. And, you know, I really believe your health is your wealth, right? Like, we will not be here. We would not be on this podcast unless we have our health, like, at the end of the day. So let's talk a little bit about some of the burnout stats and or what you've learned through productivity of that it relates to maybe health or mindset that way a little bit. If you don't
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm sad to share this stat. It's that the burnout is now an officially recognized condition by the World Health Organization. So this went from I'm feeling a little burned out and like nobody really knows what that means to being this is now a serious medical condition that we have to be concerned about, because this is the epidemic that we are now faced with. Like, we know what an epidemic and a pandemic are. We are in it again with burnout. And since the pandemic, the COVID pandemic, it's actually only gotten worse. So I hate to report that stat, but that's the truth. It's real. It manifests physically. It can cause all sorts of physical ailments. Certainly some emotional, mental health ailments can come with this. So I think it's time to take this really seriously. And this is no longer like, Erica, you're a little burned out. You know, go have a good night's sleep and get over it. This is something we have to like methodically address. And I think as the medical community really catches up to that, you're in charge of your own health. Back to, you got to put your mask on first, because nobody's going to do this for you. So knowing when you're burning out, knowing when you're starting to feel those physical signs, I'm a little sick a little more often. I've had a full night's sleep, but I still feel really tired. I'm still feeling very fatigued. Like, this is like exhaustion, not just I'm a little sleepy. When those things start to creep up, starting to recognize that and those signs of those stressors before you get to full burnout, that can really prevent you from getting into that stage. So knowing the signs, knowing how this might, you know, kind of manifest in your own body, I think is really, really critical.
Yeah.
But it's real. And it's very real.
I'm really glad you brought up the stats. I mean, although astonishing and although a little scary, it's also a point to say, hey, listen, this is a poignant time in society where it's go, go, go. And we get rewarded for being busy and all the things that we're doing and how many social media posts, and like, it's an accolade now. Right. So I think we need to be aware of it, and we need to address of how we're going to deal with it, because if not, we are going to continue to burn out people, and we're going to continue to burn out ourselves. And ultimately, you know, it's just going to be, it's a disaster waiting to happen. It's a time, you know, a ticking time bomb. But, you know, Sarah, like, one of the things, like, you know, that you see so many people, like, they're working full-time jobs, they're taking care of kids' sports are busier than ever. And then, you know, with parents and pets and everything else in between, meetings all over the place, everything back in person again. Like, and then there's someone that's listening to this right now who wants to start something on the side or add something to their plate. How do you balance that? Do you have any like advice for people that way who are like, I have this urge, like I need my paycheck, but I have this urge to go do something else. Mm-hmm. How can I still be productive in both spots?
Yeah. And I'll be Completely real. I think it's important to pay attention to the seasons we are in. I met with someone yesterday and, you know, she said, I want to do this and I want to do this and I want to do this, kind of what you're talking about. The advice I gave was really know what the time commitment and the energy commitment, because I think that's just as important as the time commitment, that's going to go into that item. And do you realistically, as you're looking out at the next year, have the space to add that thing in? And sometimes the answer is no, right? And even for high achievers, saying no to ourselves is probably even harder than saying no to other people. And so, you know, one of the things that I was helping to do is this is like a capacity puzzle. You're just trying to say, okay, how much capacity do I actually have? Considering my non-negotiables are probably, you know, family and full-time employment, whatever those things are for you. And then how much capacity do you realistically have left? If it's zero right now, I'm not sure how next month it's going to be, you know, 6 hours to start a side hustle. But that to say, it's not to give up on your goal or your dream. It's to say, I want to be realistic about what I can actually take on. Because back to that concept of guilt, if I'm going to say, I'm going to build a side hustle in the next quarter, is that really realistic of the season of life you are in right now? Or is that something better to wait for Q4 or when the kids graduate high school? Like, I don't know what that right. is for each
or
listener.
Or is that reading
but it's
a
just
book and getting more educated on it right now and
yes.
not feeling like you're completely taking it away? Like, but hey, listen, I have something that I want to work on. I want to get better at, but like, maybe I could just use this as some self-development time.
Exactly. So like just being reasonable about what time do you have and where are you back to those goals? Like, what are you trying to do? And realistically, how much can you accomplish towards that with the reality of the time you have at this present moment? And you're exactly right. If that means for now, while I'm driving the kids around, I'm going to listen to a podcast about how to start that side hustle. Awesome. If it means going to start the side hustle and starting a sales spot, maybe not. So that's where because I see people get trapped in, like, I feel like I should be doing all these things. When in reality, that might be the thing that's really overwhelming you and causing the stress. So back to permission, give yourself permission to say, oh, you know what? This quarter, this month is not the right time for this. I'm not giving up on it. I'm just going to put it off for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And be realistic.
Like you said right now. No, maybe later. No, not right now. Right? Like, there can be a transition in there. And it doesn't have to be like, hey, you're completely shutting the gates.
Exactly. And it's just puzzle pieces. So
yeah.
The other thing you could figure out is, if I do really want to do this thing, well, then what needs to move around in my puzzle pieces to make that work? It's just math. You're just doing math
at the end of the day. Back to the comment you made at the beginning too, about what is your ultimate goal? So if you're looking at starting a side hustle and you're knitting blankets, how many blankets do you want to knit at the end of the year? Right? Simple example, right? But
yeah.
like in the big scheme of things, like, okay, if you know it takes you 10 hours to do each one and you have 10 hours a month, okay, let's say we could get 11 done because we don't want to work the month of December, right? Let's just break it down so that we don't have unrealistic goals in our mind. We're like, oh, we can get 20 done. No, break it down, do the math and figure out what's really realistic. So Sarah, you've had so much success and I'm just so proud of you. I'm so proud of everything you're doing and rocking and rolling and moving and shaking. Was there any like pivotal moment that you look back and like where you were in corporate, where you are now, that was like kind of like a pinnacle to help release that success? Because we have a lot of successful listeners on this, but a lot of people that want to get to that next mountaintop.
Oh, it's such a good, well, if I could, the pivotal moment for me actually happened long before that. I was in high school and my guidance counselor, I kind of grew up on the wrong side of the tracks. And not kind of, I did. And my guidance counselor was, back then you hand wrote your essays and you had to give it to your high school guidance counselor to put the transcript in and send it off in the mail for you. It was a long, long, long time ago. But the pivotal moment was when I walked into her office to check that everything went smoothly for the submission of my college application. And she said, I said, it's still sitting on your desk and it's due today. Like, why is it still sitting on your desk? And she said, kids like you don't go to Villanova. And so I grabbed the packet and I storm out of her office and find my friend and we go to FedEx. And we're like, get your mom's car. We got to go to FedEx and get this thing. It's due tomorrow. And Erica, you know, I went and I graduated from Villanova. But that moment hits me almost every day because somebody says, you can't, or it's hard, or whatever. And I'm like, watch me. I just feel like if you do have something, if and so for me, that was a moment of like, I can do it. And I'm going to prove this woman in this case wrong. But it drives me so often because it's hard and there's obstacles and you're going to get roadblocks at every turn. But it's just like finding that drive that's going to get you over that hump to do something. And for me, like that was just a pivotal moment that is with me pretty much every day.
That is huge, like absolutely monumental. Like, I love that story. And I love that you went to Villanova because we both went to Villanova. As I'm putting up, for anyone that's not watching this on YouTube, but I'm putting up my V signs, like being like, that is incredible. And right, like, so to use that as a catalyst, not to get angry, not to get nasty at her, not to, what I probably might have done at that age is maybe spit in the guidance counselor's face and probably then got detention or something. Like, you just use that as fuel to be like, watch me go. And how many of us can think of those situations that have happened in our life before that are the catalyst to get us to that next huge lily pad? So next time someone goes to punch you in the gut, decide, how do I want to respond? Am I going to use this as fuel or fire? Right?
Absolutely.
Go after it and put the fuel somewhere else and light the next fire. That's what exactly. I always say, right? I tell my kids that, like, listen, don't give, someone wants to be mean to you. Don't give it back to them. Go kill them with kindness. It's going to confuse the living bejeebas out of them, but that's okay. It's absolutely. Like when I drive down the road and someone gives me the finger and I wave and people go, oh my, like they look at you like, did she just wave to me? I was just a jerk to her. And it just confuses the shit out of them. And it's like, hey, listen, all good. Oh my goodness. Well, I love that. So listen, I love just jam packing these episodes. And I know you and I could talk for hours and unpack so much about productivity and everything that you're doing and all of your major accomplishments, more stories about Villanova. But Sarah, is there something that you'd love just to leave us with today? Like just that golden nugget, a piece of advice for the listeners that are on here who are like, just give me one more piece of something I should go do or way I should think. I'd love for you to just leave us with one last golden nugget.
So I've got two packed in one. If I could give a two for one.
You're allowed to break the rules on this. That's getting gritty. I'll give you grace.
The first one is that, you know, when you're going to make a decision and let's go back to the side hustle, like you want something, you want to go for it. I always think, what's the worst thing that could happen? Like, what's the nuclear option here? So let's say you're like, should I have a side hustle? Should I quit my job and become an entrepreneur? Like that might be an extreme, but whatever decision you're trying to make, it's like, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? And go a layer deeper and go a layer deeper and go a layer like, it's probably not as bad as you think it's going to be, is my point. A friend is going to let you sleep on the couch. Someone's going to invite you over for dinner. Like, we are blessed to be, you know, professionals, well-educated. It just like, what is the worst that's going to happen? And it's usually not as bad as you think. So that's my one thing. And then my other piece of advice that's tied into that is, if you don't go for it, you're always going to wonder, what if, could I, should I have? So we're in like the height of our careers right now, Erica. And I think for those, I hate to say like middle-aged women and things, like it's time. It's time because you're always going to wonder, could I, should I, what if I did, what if you did and it worked? What if you did and you were amazing at it? What if you did and you changed somebody else's life? So I'm just like, go for it, because what's the worst that's going to happen? And you're always going to wonder if you don't.
Bam, drop the mic. Like, I don't even really need to say that anymore. I mean, that incorporated everything from being gritty giving yourself the grace and then just celebrating the glitz because you decided to go after it. And to use some of the techniques that Sarah taught us, reach out to Sarah on like her LinkedIn's incredible. She's an insanely awesome keynote speaker. She does trainings. Your company's looking to bring Sarah in. She is the productivity queen that you want to like absolutely talk to. So Sarah, we're so thankful for having you here today. Thank you for just lighting us up with so many golden nuggets. I know you'll have so many people that will be reaching out to you. And listen, if you're listening to this podcast, share it with someone else. Drop a comment, a review. I always love getting more listeners on to really hear all of these amazing, amazing podcasters that are coming on, podcast guests that are just giving us so much good knowledge out there. So with that being said, we're going to sign off today from Grit, Grace, and Glitz. Thank you so much for being part of today.
Thank you all so much for joining us today on Grit, Grace, and Glitz. If you enjoyed today's show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, please leave us a review to show us your support. I hope you learned a lot from today's episode, and I cannot wait for you to catch our next episode. I'll see you back here next time on an all-new episode of Grit, Grace, and Glitz.